One Hand Speaks. Hey, hey, my friends. This is Alejandro Anastasio with the One Hand Speaks Storytelling Podcast. Humorous, intimate, and enlightening one-handed stories about life and beyond. Who can use a pair of scissors? Hey, 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 here we go. Podcast number 107. And this one just has a slightly artistic overtone with a one-handed perspective. This moment came up about, maybe 2 years ago, 2.5 years ago, maybe a little longer, maybe 3 years ago. And this experience happened with my good friend, Seattle Gene. Okay, a little shout out to Gene out there. And we're both creatives. Gene does a lot of cool stuff. I do a lot of cool stuff. We're really, 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 one more time, really good friends. And I really enjoy spending time with her and hanging out and talking and that kind of stuff. And I was sharing with her some of my struggles I was having at my day job and just added compression to my life and was finding it very difficult to be a creative. I couldn't get the juices flowing. And I had some project coming up. I can't quite remember which one it was. But Gene was helping me out, artist to artist. She was giving me some inspiration. We were working on something together, and I asked her to illustrate something because I know she does some illustrations. And even though for 20 years my title officially, technically, was illustrator, I mostly do digital design work, graphic design, or what I like to call digital sculpting and the whatnot. But Jean was over helping me out, and then she started kind of explaining her process. She's like, oh, I like this part, but not this part. And then she illustrated this, and then she's like, you know what I'm going to do? Let me get some paper and tape, and I'm going to cut this part off because I don't really like it. And then she put a piece of tape on it and was doing some stuff. And then she wanted to, finally when she was done, it was all piecemealed together, old school crop and cut and paste style. It was really, it was an interesting process on her behalf. And she's like, okay, now I want to cut it out. And she had to cut off, like, you know, part of an arc, like 140 degrees of this circle she had to kind of round off. And I just remember that I started having this moment in my head when she grabbed the scissors. Now, that's my paused segue just to lean into this one-handed thing I have about scissors. Because I use scissors a lot as an artist and a creative, and I watch people use scissors a lot. I love to see professionals using their scissors, especially seamstresses and tailors and anything of that nature, people that cut a lot. They're very adroit with their scissors, and typically I notice this as a combination thing, left hand, right hand. And I do not have my left hand, so cutting things sometimes can be a little bit weird because I cannot hold an object and then articulate with my other hand, like cut it or twist the top off. I had a podcast not that long ago about how difficult it is for me to open a brand new jar of peanut butter, you know, anything like that, because you have to hold it with one side and twist with the other. And of course there's options, but basically I'm telling you kind of the standard flow. And scissors tend to be the same thing. Typically it's not that big of a deal because basically you're cutting something real simple, and you know, I can hold things any number of ways. However, paper tends to be a little more fragile and you have to be a little more careful. And there's some things there. But I just remember watching Gene and I thought, oh, in my head, you know, I went through all these thoughts about how I've struggled in the past with scissors and all the options that I use with scissors and how many different ways I can hold things and just other solutions that I come up with living this one-handed life. And basically, in my thinking, I have to be very analytical and creative to solve problems in a way that works. So I thought, oh, this will be great. I'll watch Gene cut cut this arc, you know, and it was so amazing when she kind of just grabbed everything and brought it together and she placed the scissors. And as she started to cut with one side, the hand that was holding the scissors, as she was cutting, the left hand actually offered the arc. So both sides were working together. And it was a very subtle articulation of the wrist. You know, she was actually creating the arc with mostly with one hand, bending at the wrist, creating the circular arc. And then her other hand was also arcing, but cutting at the same time. And it was really interesting because I had a good realization there. I can't say it's deep because I've had that thought before, but it was just, she did it so well. And I complimented her on her scissor skills. But in that moment I said, oh, you know what, Jean, that's something that I cannot do without two hands, is articulate that arc as you're cutting with the other hand. And I was actually telling this to my dear friend mostly as a one-handed thing, but it she kind of dropped a little bit, like her shoulders dropped and her energy dropped and she slightly slouched, like, oh, you know, I almost feel bad. This is what I was thinking, because I have two hands and you don't, or that it's such a struggle for you to do something simple. And I even told her, I was like, Jean, whoa, Seattle, yo. I said, it's no big deal. I'm just sharing this experience that I have with you. Like, that's just something I can't really do well. And I love to see you do it. I that's so great, because there are many times I would like to be able to do it that well. I can do it in weird ways, but not that long and not that articulated, not that clean. And she got it over real quick. And that's when I complimented her. And I was like, and basically, I'm also letting you know that you got some scissor chops. Whoa. I can tell Jean's cut a lot of paper. I'm all about the paper tear. I actually used to date this girl a while back, this young lady, and she would always comment because I'd leave her little notes, and all my notes were hand-torn. I never really cut anything. I just tore things, all kinds of miscellaneous paper and whatnot. And then Jean and I had a real good moment, and she helped me with this project and inspired me a little bit, And I think about that now because I no longer have that job. And some of my compression had to do with work, management and things like that. But then I had a lot going on in my life. Yeah, I was under a lot of compression. So it was good. It was good to have that artistic moment with Jean. And I was really glad she could help me out. She did some illustration and it really fit the bill. It was just what I needed. And, you know, when I can outsource certain stuff, I will. It's just easier sometimes, you know, let people do what they do and pay them their fee and get what you need and move on. Move on like a crouton. And there it is. That's just basically my story about using scissors. Yeah, I struggle with it and I love to see people doing it. You know, I wanted to keep this podcast short, on the shorter side, because my 2-year anniversary is coming up next week, and I'm pretty excited about that. So I'm hoping to switch up the podcast, take it in a different direction, and maybe just link it to some other stuff. So I'll keep you posted. I was hoping to be a little further ahead in some life things, but I did change jobs, and I'm getting ready to move. And most people say those are the two most stressful things people can go through, and I'm doing them both at once. So I got a lot going on, and we'll just go from there. Thanks so much for tuning in, my friends. Keep the scissors clean and tight, and I'll check you next week. Hey, thanks for tuning in. This is Alejandro with One Hand Speaks. Find me online at onehandspeaks.com and all your social media outlets.